وإلى مدين أخاهم شعيبا قال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره قد جاءتكم بينة من ربكم فأوفوا الكيل والميزان ولا تبخسوا الناس أشياءهم ولا تفسدوا في الأرض بعد إصلاحها ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم مؤمنين.
And to Midian we sent forth to their brother Shoaib, peace be upon him. He exhorted them, O my people, serve Allah. You have no God other than He. Indeed, a clear proof has come to you from your Lord. So give just weight and measure and diminish not to people their things, and make no mischief on the earth after it has been set in good order. That is to your own good, if you do truly believe. And to Midian, the territory of Madian. Midian lay to the northwest of Hijaz and south of Palestine on the coast of the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aqaba, and a part of the territory stretched to the northern border of the Sinai Peninsula. The Midianites were traders, and their towns were situated at the crossroads of the trade routes from Yemen through Makkah and Yanbu to Syria along the Red Sea coast and from Iraq to Egypt. If you do truly believe. This clearly shows that the people concerned claim to be believers.
ولا تقعدوا بكل صراط توعدون وتصدون عن سبيل الله من آمن به وتبغونها عوجا واذكروا إذ كنتم قليلا فكثركم وانظروا كيف كان عاقبة المفسدين.
And do not lie in ambush by every path of life, seeking to overawe or to hinder those who believe from the path of Allah, nor seek to make the path crooked. Remember how you were once a few, and then He multiplied you. And keep in mind what was the end of the mischief makers.
وَإِن كَانَ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْكُمْ آمَنُوا بِالَّذِي أُرْسِلْتُ بِهِ وَطَائِفَةٌ لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا فَاصْبِرُوا حَتَّى يَحْكُمَ اللَّهُ بَيْنَنَا وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الْحَاكِمِينَ.
And if there are some among you who believe in the message that I bear, while some do not believe, have patience till Allah should judge between us. He is the best of those who judge.
قال الملأ الذين استكبروا من قومه لنخرجنك يا شعيب والذين آمنوا معك من قريتنا أو لتعودن في ملتنا قال أولو كنا كارهين.
The haughty elders of his nation said, O Shoaib, peace be upon him, we shall certainly banish you and your companions in faith from our town, or else you shall return to our faith. Shoaib, peace be upon him, said, What, even though we abhor your faith?
قَدْ افْتَرَيْنَا عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا إِنْ عُدْنَا فِي مِلَّتِكُمْ بَعْدَ إِذْ نَجَّانَا اللَّهُ مِنْهَا وَمَا يَكُونُ لَنَا أَن نَعُودَ فِيهَا إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ رَبُّنَا وَسِعَ رَبُّنَا كُلَّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمًا عَلَى اللَّهِ تَوَكَّلْنَا رَبَّنَا افْتَحْ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَ قَوْمِنَا بِالْحَقِّ وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْفَاتِحِينَ.
If we return to your faith after Allah has delivered us from it, we would be fabricating a lie against Allah. Nor can we return to it again, unless it be by the will of Allah. our Lord. Our Lord has knowledge of all things, and in Allah do we put our trust. Our Lord, judge rightly between us and our people, for you are the best of those who judge.
وقال الملأ الذين كفروا من قومه لئن اتبعتم شعيبا إنكم إذا لخاسرون.
The disbelieving elders of his nation said, should you follow Shu'aib, peace be upon him, you will be utter losers. You will be utter losers. Such attitudes have not, however, been confined to the tribal chiefs of Shu'aib, peace be upon him. People who stray away from the truth, honesty, and righteousness, regardless of their age and clime, have always found in honesty a means of great loss. People of warped mentalities in every age have always believed that trade, politics, and other worldly pursuits can never flourish unless they resort to dishonest and immoral practices. The pursuit of truth, in their view, spells one's material doom.
فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ الرَّجْفَةُ فَأَصْبَحُوا فِي دَارِهِمْ جَاثِمِينَ.
Thereupon, a shocking catastrophe seized them, and they remained prostrate in their dwellings.
الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا شُعَيْبًا كَأَن لَّمْ يَغْنَوْا فِيهَا. الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا شُعَيْبًا كَانُوا هُمُ الْخَاسِرِينَ.
Those who had charged Shu'aib, peace be upon him, with lying, became as though they had never lived there. It is they who became utter losers.
فَتَوَلَّى عَنْهُمْ وَقَالَ يَا قَوْمِ لَقَدْ أَبْلَغْتُكُمْ رِسَالَاتِ رَبِّي وَنَصَحْتُ لَكُمْ فَكَيْفَ آسَى عَلَىٰ قَوْمٍ كَافِرِينَ.
Shu'aib, peace be upon him, then departed from his people and said, O my people, surely I conveyed to you the message of my Lord and gave you sincere advice. How then can I mourn for a people who refuse to accept the truth?